The initiative kicked off 18 months ago when a group of women, experts mostly in foreign policy, got together because we were, frankly speaking, fed up of seeing all male panels in Brussels. This wasn't just the fact that there are all male panels in Brussels and it's all very monochrome and grey in some of these institutional meetings, but also the fact that the organisers themselves kept giving the excuse that there were no women who could speak on specific subjects ranging from cybersecurity to energy security to security and defence to environmental politics. And we knew these women. They were our cohorts, our colleagues. We could name 10 or so more women for any given subject. Why were they not able to find them? So that's why we decided to come up with this initiative. And actually, it's a tongue-in-cheek play on words, response to what happened over the other side of the Atlantic in 2012. You might remember that Mitt Romney, then a presidential candidate for the Republicans, had answered to a question that he knew binders full of women. And so we decided to call this initiative the Brussels Binder.
So, Jackie, tell me, why is it important to have women on panels?
Okay, well, the reason why we want to see more women on panels is not just because we want to see ourselves and others in the spotlight. It's actually really important to note that those people who speak and form opinions on panels are those who speak from a particular perspective that's not necessarily neutral. We don't come to an issue neutrally observing it. We bring our own privilege to it. So when only men speak to issues like war and conflict and what should we do about threats to our security, they bring their own perspectives and they shape and form future actions. So this isn't a vanity project by any means. This is a really important endeavour to really promote more diverse decision making and actions out there in the world.
And the Brussels Binder was the project was funded by crowdfunding. Tell me, how's that gone for the Brussels Binder?
It's been fantastic. The response from the community has been really astonishing. So much support out there. In the first week, we raised over €2,250 just from our networks. And of course, tomorrow we'll be kicking off the binder, which is a database by women for women, and we'll be happy to welcome many people to Google, which is on Chaussée de Détabec, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And we'll be having discussions with some of the Brussels Binder ambassadors, so including Rosa Gutemüller from NATO. She's the Deputy Secretary General, and also Mara Marinaki, who is the gender advisor for the European External Action Service, and Ryan Heath, known to many of you from Politico. This is also very much a he-for-she friendly event, so we welcome all progressive partners, spouses, male friends to come and join us and support us. There'll be lots of fun tomorrow evening. We'll be raising money for the binder to get it fully up and running and able to serve those who are looking for panelists and great speakers. Lots of great raffle prizes, and my personal favourite is Code It Like a Girl, a great feminist digital collective who are offering prizes for those who would like to attend a coding workshop, so changing the face of digital also as part of this project.
That's absolutely great. Well, I wish you and the Brussels Binder every success. And if you want any more information about the event tomorrow, the fundraiser, or indeed Brussels Binder, facebook.com/Brussels Binder. Thank you so much for coming in today, Jackie. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.